from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea. The death toll expected to rise. More than 70 others injured in the blaze, 10 of them critically. Park Sun-hyun is a spokesperson for President Moon Jae-in.
The president has ordered an investigation into the exact cause of the fire and to come up with ways to prevent more fires in buildings.
Friday, firefighters said that the fire broke out in the emergency room and quickly spread. President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. He made the remarks at a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he accused the Palestinians of disrespecting the United States after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas refused to meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence during his recent visit to the region.
Hardest subject they had to talk about was Jerusalem. We took Jerusalem off the table, so we don't have to talk about it anymore. They never got past Jerusalem. We took it off the table. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Palestinians also claim Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. White House has released details of what it characterizes as a compromise framework on immigration for lawmakers to accept or reject. Immigration, a key issue which resulted in last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. government. United States urging Turkey to de-escalate tensions over its military operations in Syria, focus on the fight to defeat the Islamic State. Turkey is pressing the U.S. to stop its support for Kurdish fighters in Syria. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency reporting escalating violence in the Central African Republic has pushed forcible displacement, mostly women and children, inside and outside the country to record highs. Lisa Schlein reporting now from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity, Doctors Without Borders, says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. has issued sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it demands more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. The six include a former high-ranking official of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. At least six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces, smuggling as well as financing terrorists. All property they have in the United States is frozen now, and Americans are barred from doing business with them. A group of scientists has moved the hands on the closely watched doomsday clock to 2 minutes to midnight. That's reflecting strong concern about recent geopolitical events. That story now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. civil rights groups suing the Homeland Security Department here in the United States over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end what is known as temporary protective status was based on skin color and violates the constitutional right to equal protection. Taking stock of their lives, remembering those who were lost, emotional residents trickled back to the California coastal town here in the U.S. that was devastated 2 weeks ago by mudslides. It left 21 people dead, destroyed more than 100 homes. Montecito was hit by debris-laden flash floods on January 9th when downpours from a storm hit mountain slopes, burned bare by huge wildfires.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today. But today on this special show, we'll be paying tribute to the late African legend, Hugh Masekela. Yes, that is the name, Hugh Masekela. He passed away on January 23rd in his home in Johannesburg. And on that fateful morning of the 23rd of January, from Hugh Masekela's website, a family statement reads, "It is with profound sorrow that the family of Ramapolo Hugh Masekela announced his passing. After a protracted and courageous battle with prostate cancer, he passed peacefully in Johannesburg, South Africa, surrounded by his family. A loving father, brother, grandfather, and friend, our hearts beat with profound loss. Hugh's goal and activist contribution to and participation in the areas of music, theater, and the arts in general is contained in the minds and memory of millions across six continents, and we are blessed and grateful to be part of a life and ever-expanding legacy of love, sharing, and vanguard creativity that spans the time and space of six decades. Rest in power, beloved. You are forever in our hearts." That was a special statement from the family, taken from Hugh Masekela's website. Africa is mourning. The world is mourning the loss of this great man, Hugh Masekela. Rest in peace, brother. Amos Akela, one of the world's greatest trumpeters, band leader, composer, singer, and defiant political voice who remains deeply connected at home whilst his international career sparkles. He was born in the town of Witbank, South Africa, in 1939. At the age of 14, the deeply respected advocate of equal rights in South Africa, Father Trevor Huddleston, provided Amos Akela with a trumpet, and soon after, the Huddleston Jazz Band was formed. Masakela began to hone his now signature Afro-jazz sound in the late 1950s during a period of intense creative collaboration, most notably performing in the 1959 musical King Kong, written by Todd Mashikiza, and soon thereafter as a member of the now legendary South African group the Jazz Epistles, featuring the classic lineup of Kippie Mokeshi, Abdullah Ibrahim, and Jonas Gwangwa. In 1960, at the age of 21, he left South Africa. Stay around when we come back. More on Amos Akela. In 1960, at the age of 21, Yuma Sakela left South Africa to begin what would be a 30 years in exile from the land of his birth. Yuma Sakela was encouraged to develop his own unique style, feeding off the African rhythm rather than American influences. His debut album, released in 1963, was entitled Trumpet Africaine.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Tributes for Yuma Sakela keeps pouring in. Ed Salimo writes, "We lost Joe Mafela not so long ago. Lost Ray Fury fairly recently. David Masondo, just to name a few. And now it's Yuma Sakela. It's a sad world indeed." Karen Cahill says, "Rest in peace, Hugh. You have shared your gift with us for many years. Off you go." And Nompoli Simeleni writes, "Rest in peace, my legend. Your melodies will forever live in our hearts for many decades to come." More tributes coming from the African beat on The Voice of America for the great Yuma Sakela, who passed away on January 23rd, 2018. Hugh Masekela performed at the Monterey Pop Festival alongside Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, Ravi Shankar, The Who, and Jimi Hendrix. And in 1968, his instrumental single, Grazing in the Grass, went to number one on the American pop charts and was a worldwide smash, elevating Hugh onto the international stage.
Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
As more tributes keep popping in on the morning of his death, January 23rd, the legendary Yvonne Chaka Chaka said, "I felt as if my world was crumbling. It is still unimaginable that he is gone. But it is the sad reality that we all face." Chaka Chaka also said she first met Brayute decades ago. He was an amazing, cool, and handsome man. She also stated that she would miss the light-hearted moment they shared. There was always laughter around him. He also loved good food, and wherever we went, be it Ghana, Zimbabwe, or anywhere in the world, we would have breakfast and would laugh our lungs out. Every moment with him was jovial. The words of Yvonne Chaka Chaka on a special tribute to Hugh Masekela. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Sierra Leonean journalist Vicky Moore writes in her tribute, "We went to see Hugh Masekela at Subs in New York. This was in 2007. It was just Hugh on stage alone. I thought, oh, that's brave. Just him and his trumpet. But from the beginning to the end of that set, I couldn't speak. I couldn't say a word. During the intermission, I just shook my head. I was transfixed. What Hugh Masekela could do, I didn't know any artist in my generation who could. Fill up the entire room through space and time of stories about African life, love and loss and rebellion. One man on a stage. It was to date the best solo performance by an artist that I have ever experienced. He was magnetic. The sounds of the train and the rhythm never left me. I hope he passed peacefully. Rest in peace, Brahim." That was part of a tribute by Sierra Leonean journalist Vicky Moore, all for Hugh Masekela today, this legendary African musician that is gone, but will not be forgotten.
For the love.
1990, Hugh Masekela returned home following the unbanning of the ANC and the release of Nelson Mandela, an event anticipated in Hugh's anti-apartheid anthem, Bring Home Nelson Mandela, which had been a rallying cry around the world. In 2004, Hugh Masekela published a compelling autobiography, Still Grazing, The Musical Journey of Hugh Masekela, co-authored by D.H. Michael Cheers, which Vanity Fair described as, you will be in awe of the many lives packed into one. His story is far from over. And as Brahiu approaches his 75th birthday, he shows no sign of slowing down. He maintains a busy international tour schedule as his fan base around the world continues to grow. In 2010, President Zuma honored him with the highest order of South Africa, the Order of Ikhamanga, and in 2011 saw Masekela receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the WOMEX World Music Expo in Copenhagen. The U.S. Virgin Islands proclaimed Hugh Masekela Day in March 2011, not long after Hugh joined U2 on stage during the Johannesburg leg of the 360 World Tour. U2 frontman Bono described meeting and playing with Hugh as one of the highlights of his career. Huma Sakela uses global reach to spread the word about heritage restoration in Africa, a topic that remains very close to his heart. My biggest obsession is to show Africans and the world who the people of Africa really are. And it's this commitment to his home continent that has propelled him forward since he first began playing the trumpet. Africa has lost this great soul. We'll continue to mourn you, Brayu, but we will never forget you. Rest in peace, Huma Sakela. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye as we say adios to this great son of Africa, Huma Sakela.